This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to dig into some of this economic stuff with this former DHS guy saying about the border and terrorism and do some emails and other things this hour. We'll have some fun. You know, it's what we do here. Remember, you can email us, love, hate, death threats. Email Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Now, inflation came in today at 3.3%. And because that's lower than the 8 or 9% they had it up to, they're all pretending like this is good. But listen, if I walk in my home and all of the living room, the kitchen, and two bedrooms are on fire, that's bad. If I get a bunch of water and fire extinguishers and I put out the living room fire and the kitchen fire, yeah, it's not as bad as it was before, but I'm not in a good situation. I still have two bedrooms on fire. These people continue to lie to our faces and continue to tell us that everything's fine. Any inflation at all. Any inflation at all means you are poorer than you were before. Period. End of story. It's bad. Everyone knows it's bad. Except for Biden's people.
So I would certainly say if you look at where we are today with inflation down by 2/3 and continuing to come down, unemployment below 4% for the longest period in 50 years, robust growth, very high levels of investment, factory construction, those are all positives. But
That's the Biden people. Here's the reality. This one is the one that'll sound a lot more familiar to you.
On headline, non-seasonally adjusted, the actual index, it moved up to 314.069, a new all-time high. If we look at the core index, which is seasonally adjusted, that moved to 318.14, guess what? A new all-time high. Those indices have never been higher, and they underscore the angst that the population has, because no matter how small the month-over changes get, the cumulative effect is substantial, and that's what these indices continue to show us on a month-over-month basis.
Consumer prices hold at record highs, up 20% since Biden elected. Other headline, typical single-family home costs over $18,000 in hidden expenses. And then you go to the communists. This is the headline. The U.S. economy reaches superstar status. This is from some guy named Roj Karma. Gosh, of course it would be some dork name that. If the United States economy were an athlete, right now it would be peak LeBron James. If it were a pop star, it would be peak Taylor Swift. Don't yell at me. I'm not the one who wrote this gobbledygook. This is reality. And I've brought this up before, but I wonder if these people, if you're the guy writing that article, Roj, guy, girl, who knows, if you're who wrote that article, I wonder if you ever feel kind of dirty. Doesn't that feel gross? Do you care not at all about the suffering all around us? Normal people are having their lives destroyed, torn up, ripped up, rebuilt. Headline, In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out hikes prices thanks to California's new $20 minimum wage law. Now, fast food is getting more and more expensive. Everyone's getting squeezed. And the commies are still jacking up minimum wage laws. People can't afford a cheeseburger. They can't afford a single home. Couples are now both having to go back to work. Second jobs. Can't afford groceries. Moving back in with parents. Parents moving back in with kids. And this is the crap we get from the regime.
So I would certainly say if you look at where we are today with inflation down by 2/3 and continuing to come down, unemployment below 4% for the longest period in 50 years, robust growth, very high levels of investment, factory construction. Those are all positives, but we really need to keep working on bringing costs.
It's bad. I don't need to spend a lot of time on it because you know it's bad. And what has frustrated me to no end is there is no end in sight. And we could talk about elections. No, we can lie to ourselves about this, and this is what we do. We lie to ourselves that all we have to do is get Democrats out of office and we'll elect Republicans and this will fix. Look, if we elect Republicans, there are things that will get better, right? You put Trump in office instead of Joe Biden, you're going to have better border security. You are. You'll have fewer economic regulations. The energy sector will be better than it is under Joe Biden. These things are inarguable. But the main drivers of inflation are the printing and spending of money that we don't have. And the truth is, Republicans, almost all of them, are as bad as Democrats are. And we lie to ourselves every election cycle that these Democrats are killing us, these trillion-dollar bills. We gotta get Republicans in there. And then we get Republicans in there, and Republicans can't help themselves. They pass the same bills. And whether it's a Republican president or Democrat president, and they all do it. There's never been one in my lifetime who didn't. Reagan, the great Reagan, blew up the federal budget. To his credit, at least he lamented that later on in life about how much money he spent. From Reagan, we just kept moving right along. Reagan blew up the budget. George H.W. blew up the budget. Bill Clinton gets in, blows up the budget. Barack Obama gets in. George Bush gets in. Trump gets in. All of them, every single one of them. Trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill, deficit after deficit after deficit, Because as we've talked about so many times, nobody wants to be the adult in the room to make the tough choices to save our way of life economically. Republicans don't want to be that guy, and Democrats don't want to be that guy. They want to be the free candy guy. No. We'll just keep spending here and spending there and more money and more money. Let's pass another bill. Hey, they need a stimmy check. Oh, we'll get this and we'll get that. Nobody wants to say no, no more. I am president. I will veto every single penny that comes across my desk until we start running surpluses instead of deficits. So do me a favor, don't send me a bill because I won't sign it. Oh, the American people are mad. We're going to lose this. Tough. Make me a four-year president. We're done with this. We're going to try to save the American people because that's what this is about. It's not about deficits and debts and crap that you don't really care about. I don't really care about. I wouldn't give a crap about the national debt or deficits if it didn't directly affect you and me. That's the point. Every time Congress passes one of these bills and a president, Republican or Democrat, signs one of these bills, your standard of living goes down. You get poorer every $1 trillion bill they sign. Every single one. And the reason I don't want to spend much more time on this is, where's the light at the end of that tunnel? Is anyone even running for office? I'm talking Congress, Senate, President. Is anybody even running for office on cutting spending? Chris, Michael, have I missed it? Has anyone seen any major ad? Nothing? Unless I've missed it. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything either. You can't find anybody. No one wants to be the bad guy. No. We're not going to cut anything. No, we'll just keep this and we'll keep that and we'll keep this and we'll keep that. And everyone loves their own thing, right? And they all campaign on what? What do they campaign on? We're going to hand things out. And if you're getting handouts, we'll never, ever cut it off at all. So what are they all, every single one of them? No, we're not going to cut this program. You use that. I love that. Oh, the military? No, we're going to rebuild the military. We're going to build an entire new Navy. Okay, where's the money for that? There's no money left. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. It turns on the lights at the party and says, party's over, kids. Here's a mop and a broom. It's cleanup time. Nobody wants to be that guy. So I'm going to move off it because we're going to keep getting these economic numbers until that guy takes power one day. All right, let's do some emails before we get to this DHS stuff. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, they podcast it, and that's free too. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, go download it. And listen at your leisure. I like using what, Chris? I like using that word leisure. You sound so much fancier when you use the word leisure instead of leisure. That's probably a word Chris uses. Let's get to some emails. It might be a stupid question. Probably. I'm sorry. Or maybe I haven't heard the answer. It seems to be assumed that Kamala Harris would want to be the choice that Democrats would choose next as their next presidential candidate, especially since she's black and female. But is it for certain that she even wants the position? She's certainly aware of her own inadequacies and poor polling. Maybe she would gladly step aside and be nicely compensated for the good of the party. Well, this is not a stupid question. And I've always attacked this question in this way. They don't want to run Dome. Biden's unpopular. Dome, somehow, some way, is more unpopular than Joe Biden. That's actually very difficult for a vice president to be more unpopular than the president, because the vice president doesn't actually do anything. You don't have any responsibilities as vice president. I've joked with my friends for the longest time, my political friends, and everyone agrees it's true. The greatest job in politics is vice president. Wrap your mind around this. You are next in line to be president, but you're not president. So you don't have the unending pressure of the job. If you want to be president, historically, One of the greatest ways to become president is to be the vice president first. Many, many, many presidents have been vice presidents. So if you want the higher office, it's there. You don't really have official responsibilities. So what do? You spend your time traveling not only around the country, but around the planet with the most luxury travel humanly possible, full security detail. You are treated like royalty wherever you go. Do you have any idea what it's like to land in Paris at a private airport and have the Secret Service agents and your staffers escort you to the armed convoy where it drives you to the most luxurious hotel humanly possible, and you and your team have the entire floor just for you? I don't know what that's like either, but the vice president knows what that's like. Now, I think they'd have to bribe her to get her out. Bribe her or threaten her is what I've always thought they would do to try to get her out. Now, to your question, are we certain she wants the position? Oh, she wants the position. I have always said that if Kamala Harris ever wrote a book, it should be titled Naked Ambition. And she has, what, Chris? We can make jokes. Anyway, she would have all the reason in the world to name it that. And this is what I mean. I joke about Dome a lot, but it's really not a joke. Let's discuss something. Let's discuss her background. Look something up right now. Unless you're driving, look something up. Kamala Harris, Montel Williams. Look it up. You've heard of Montel Williams. Used to be pretty big, celebrity type. If you look up Kamala Harris, Montel Williams, you will see Montel Williams on the red carpet with two lovely young ladies under his arm. One of them is his daughter. The other one is a young Kamala Harris before anybody knew her name. Kamala Harris moved on from Montel Williams and she began to date Willie Brown. Willie Brown, unless you're from San Francisco or one of these wired in California types, that name won't mean much to you because he never became a national figure. But Willie Brown is one of those local kingmakers where if Willie Brown decides he likes you and wants to get you started in politics, Willie Brown can handle that for you. Kamala Harris began dating a man twice her age, and he got her into politics. She then has vaulted from one position to the next position to the next position. I'm AG. I'm senator. I'm vice president. Do you know that her staffers quit at an amazing rate? Why do they quit at an amazing rate? Because Dome treats her staffers like garbage. Why? If you actually read any of the stories, the behind the scenes stuff, she will, whenever she screws something up at a speech or something, even if they've given her material so she'd be better prepared, she will behind closed doors berate her staffers because she looks stupid. Now, let me ask you, does an unambitious person berate their staffers because they looked dumb on camera? Kamala Harris's entire professional career in politics so far has been doing whatever she has to do, saying whatever she has to say, yelling at whoever she has to yell at in order to get to the next thing. You probably have known people like this in your life. Don't you know someone like that? Have you never worked with someone like that? I certainly have. The guy who would knife you and his own mother in the back if it meant getting that next promotion. I've worked with people like that before. Trust me, Dome wants the job. Can you bribe her or threaten her out of the job? I don't know. That would be up to Democrats, not me. But Dome wants the job. All right? All right. Let's talk about what this DHS official said before we get back to the emails. Before we do that, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. This can be very, very difficult. It can be, in some cases, impossible. You know, I'm car shopping as we speak, or truck shopping. I haven't decided what I'm going to get yet. But try to find a car from a company that isn't going all rainbow this month. It's freaking awful.
Why are you gay?
But with your cell phone service, you have the golden option sitting in front of you. There's no reason, none, to have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Pure Talk has the same service, the same 5G network. Pure Talk will make you pay so much less. My bill got cut in half. You can get Pure Talk for $20 a month. You don't have to change phones. You can keep your phone or get a new one. You can keep your phone number or get a new one. There's no reason not to switch. 10 minutes on the phone? Speaking to someone who speaks English? That's all it takes? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day, going over all the things happening out there right now. Now let's dig into this. This New York councilman, Bob Holden is his name, New York City councilman. He said this.
It's frightening, and we're headed for another 9/11. I predicted that. I think we should have a secure border. We should know who's coming into our country. We don't. And millions of migrants and illegal aliens have gotten through. So it's a situation that we're just really rolling the dice here.
Headline. former DHS official. He's Chad Wolf. He's the former Department of Homeland Security secretary. Former DHS official says the department has no idea how many terrorists are illegally entering the country. And let me explain how this works, which you probably already know. If you want to enter the United States of America across the southern border, you have to pay the cartels. Now, there's different ways of doing this, and there are different amounts. So, if you are, God forbid, a young lady who wants to make that journey, you probably are not flush with cash. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hitching up with a cartel coyote to get here. So what the cartels will do for the young lady is they will tell her she has to pay, pick a number, $5,000, $10,000 back to them. They know she can't afford to pay that. They will have a list of her family members that they will show her. They will tell her that, hey, you know, if you don't pay, we're going to cut your mom's head off and mail it to you. And they will do those things. This is how it works. We know where your mom is, your kids are in your home country, your cousin. We'll kill them all if you don't pay. So she has to pay. She doesn't have the ability to pay. Now, how they usually handle that is they will get her into the country, probably through official means. They'll probably have her show up, Border Patrol will escort her into the country, and then one of these non-government organizations, these NGOs, which are almost all funded with your taxpayer money, they will whisk her away off to New York, LA, wherever, and then she will disappear. Wherever they have her, she'll have a court date for 2 years from now, she'll disappear. Where'd she go? The cartels will have set all this up and coordinated it ahead of time, and she will go work for the cartels. And if it's a young lady, Lord willing, they have her cleaning hotel rooms or something, because what happens to the women and kids, it's really, honestly, it's really bad. What's happening all around you right now to other human beings is really bad. It's bad, okay? So that's how it can work. But there are different fees charged by the cartel depending on what exactly you want. You see, the easiest thing for the cartel to do is to take you to the border, take you to one of the official stations, like I just said, and have you turned in. Because then they'll just pick you up across the border. There's no muss, no fuss, no risk. You're already in. We all know the stupid Americans are going to let you in anyway. We'll pick you up in LA tomorrow or wherever it may be. There are higher prices if you don't want to get caught. If you don't want to get caught. This has been going on forever down on the border. If you know anyone in Border Patrol, and I do, they'll simply explain. The cartels will gather a large group of people. They know what they're doing. These are professionals with professional level communications, organization. They know what they're doing. They'll take 40, 50 people who are going to go work in the fields, clean hotel rooms, and do God knows what else. And they will intentionally have them flood a Border Patrol area in order to suck all the Border Patrol agents in that area to that one spot, because they have to go facilitate these people. But part of that is getting some guys through they don't want caught. Getting guys through who are paying the cartels premium prices so they don't get caught. You see, if I'm Lupe from Brazil and I just want to get to America and make a little extra scratch and send it back home to my kids, then I want to get caught. I'll find a job, and I probably don't know what's waiting for me there. But if I'm a terrorist, pick your terrorist, Yemen, Iran, just pick your terrorist, and I have bad things planned for America, or let's say I'm with Russian intelligence or Chinese intelligence, and I have bad things planned for America, I will pay a premium, and I can pay a premium. These terrorist organizations are well-funded. Obviously, any intelligence organization is going to be well-funded. I will pay a premium, elevated prices, so the cartels will get me into the country, and they will, unmolested. I haven't checked in with anyone. There's no retinal scan. They're not scanning anything about me, cross-checking it with a terrorist watch list. And that we know also, we know for a fact that is happening a lot. And that's on top of the illegals who are coming in, who are getting caught, and our system is so broken, we are not catching them in time. There have now been multiple terrorists who have actually encountered our border patrol and have been set free. We ran a story last night. We didn't run a story. We talked about last night how they found six ISIS members in various cities across the country, New York, LA, and otherwise. Our system, even if we encounter these guys, it's not catching all of them. It's not stopping all of them. And as I've said before, what good does it do to dwell on this? Because how do you know what it looks like? Meaning, the next 9/11, what's it going to be? It won't be 9/11. You know, it's not going to be a plane flying into a building, Lord willing. What's it going to be? I don't know. Is it a train derailment? Is it poisoning a water supply? Is it EMPing a power grid? Imagine an EMP on the streets of Los Angeles and the lights go out in a city that big and you fried the power grid. You know how many people would die from that? The anarchy, the chaos, the violence that would ensue if the lights went out. That would be a mass casualty event, losing power in a major metropolitan area. What does it look like? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. Maybe it's a tactical nuke. And look, you say nuke, people freak out, and it's justifiable. I understand why people freak out. But when I say tactical, remember, the challenge with nuclear weapons is not bigger ones. They have the biggest ones you can possibly imagine. They have country killers. You know, they have weapons you can drop on United States of America, and there's no more United States of America. Those already exist. The challenge is, how do you make them smaller, more portable, and less detectable? And countries like Russia have been experimenting with this very successfully for a long time, because it's very, very difficult to ship a cruise missile into New York City. It's much, much, much less difficult to put one in a backpack and walk into Times Square. And I'm not trying to freak you out, just trying to make sure everyone is aware. This is part of the danger of an open border. It's not just the burden on hospitals, on schools. It's not just that it's driving all housing costs through the roof. It's not just the crime that it's bringing in, the drugs, the murder, the rape, the everything else. It's not just that. And all that stuff is really, really, really bad. As a country, you have to monitor who is coming in and who is coming out. And if your country happens to get taken over by a bunch of dirty communists who don't care about America at all, and so they not only intentionally open the border, they begin flying people into the country from all around the world, you find yourself in quite a pickle. How many jihadis are here now, planning, plotting, as you listen to the sound of my voice? How many Chinese intelligence operatives? Iranian intelligence operatives. Remember, Iran has a big boy intelligence network. Not a bunch of mud huts over there. How many? Russia. American weapons are landing inside of the border of Russia. How many Russian operatives have come across that border and are planning very, very, very bad things? Yeah, play it, Chris. Go ahead.
Border Patrol sources telling Fox News that dozens, and in some cases hundreds, of migrants from the countries of Iran, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, and China have been caught trying to use this very porous border to our south in order to illegally get into the United States over the course of a couple of weeks this month. So 151 individuals on the terror watch list, which, you know, began after 9/11. They created this list to keep track of certain individuals that they're very concerned about. 151 of them have made their way across the border. And that's more than the total of the previous 6 years combined.
That was from October of last year. Where is it now? All right, let's do some emails, shall we? Someone wants to know about the black vote. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Let's dig into some things. Then we'll get to this U.S.-Ukraine security agreement. And looks like the elite communists have had enough of a street communist like we've talked about. And there's a lot more we have to get to tonight on the show. But first, this guy, let's get to some emails first. Shogun, do you think if Trump wins 20 to 25% of the black vote, it will crack the Dems' lock? Kind of hard to call one out of four in Uncle Tom. All right, essentially what he's saying, if Trump gets a high enough percentage of the black vote, will black people stop being treated like crap by other black Democrats when they vote Republican? You've seen this phenomenon a million times. Go look at what the things they say about Clarence Thomas, Byron Donalds, some things I can't even say on the air. And you know I say about everything. The hatred poured on, and it's not unique to black people, anyone who leaves the communist family, whether you're a woman and they feel like you should belong to them, you're a gay person, a woman, a black person, whoever you are, if you're a card-carrying commie and you wake up one day and realize, wow, these people are demonic, and you leave, you will be treated worse by them than you've ever been treated by anybody in your life. So to answer your question, first of all, let's be clear about something. Trump is not getting 20 to 25% of the black vote. Let's not do the broken down GOP thing we do every election cycle where this is the time when we're going to get the... No, it takes a long time to realign political parties. He may get 20 to 25% of black men, possibly. Black women are the most reliable reliable vote for Democrats in the country. Everyone in politics, Republican, Democrat, and otherwise, knows this to be true. That little old church lady, she believes in God. She goes to church on Sunday and talks about Jesus and life and everything else. And she has only voted for abortion her entire life. It's all she'll ever vote for. And that's how, that's who she is. Okay, so let's go with the spirit of your question. If he gets a high enough percentage, are they going to stop? No, they're not going to stop. If anything, they would ramp up. Remember this when you're dealing with anti-humans, when you're dealing with communists. The truth is not something they're concerned with in the very least. All that matters is the revolution. All that matters is the revolution. That's why the cries of hypocrisy, that's all conservatism has ever been in my whole life, that's why it's only fallen on deaf ears. Have you noticed? Conservatives have been pointing out the hypocrisy of communists for 50, 60 years, and the communists haven't changed. Why haven't they changed? They're not worried about being hypocrites. They're worried about the revolution. If 25% of black people start voting Republican, are they going to stop calling these people Uncle Toms and all the terrible things they say to them? Well, no. They're not worried about the accuracy of the accusation. The accuracy of it, whether it's true or false, has absolutely nothing to do with what they do. Nothing at all. The point is to intimidate anyone else who might be thinking of growing a mind of their own, thinking differently about politics, acting differently about politics. Remember, I've used this example before. I know it's kind of weird and lame, but it does help me understand it. Think about Democrats. Think about communists, American communists, as a wolf pack. They see the entire country as a wolf pack. Okay? We must all stay together at all times. We have to march the same way, speak the same way, dress the same way. There can be no individuality, no thinking whatsoever. The survival of the pack in their minds depends on the pack doing everything together with not an inch of daylight in between them. And they are so adamant about this that if one wolf strays from the pack, they will do everything they can up to and including violence to bring that wolf back into the pack. And they do so believing it's for the best, that it's for the best. In fact, they will swarm and kill that wolf if it means keeping the pack together. No matter what, no one can ever stray. You know, you saw this so clearly, so crystal clearly during COVID, you saw this. Even if you're one of the people early on, you were concerned, maybe you were forced to get that poisonous vax, or maybe you wanted to get it at first, and then you realized maybe that wasn't it. But no matter where you stood during COVID, when you watched these people, how they spoke, how they operated, wasn't it so bizarre? Not that they would, you know, wear a mask, or maybe you believed it was an actual vaccine and took that. Not that that was that bizarre, but that they insisted you do the same thing. I am vaccinated, and therefore I am protected. Wait a minute. Why haven't you gotten the vaccine? You're going to kill me. You have to get the vaccine. Wait a minute. You just said that you got it and you were protected. No, everyone has to get it. I need 19 booster shots and you will wear 25 masks or you guys aren't allowed to visit at Thanksgiving. I don't understand why I would have to. Why do I have to act the same way you? I have a different belief. No, you have to. Grandma will die. Wasn't it weird? Wasn't it bizarre to watch the ravenous wolf pack mentality of the communists? Back to your question. The accuracy of an accusation is not the point of communist activism. The point is intimidation so the pack stays together at all times. It doesn't matter that Byron Donalds, they were just calling Byron Donalds and Uncle Tom. Of course, they're always saying terrible things to Byron Donalds. That's, of course, a ridiculous statement. He's nothing like that. That's not his life or anything like that. But the accuracy is not the point. The point is, so the next black guy looks at that and thinks, well, I don't want them saying that to me. And so he doesn't do what Byron Donalds has done. Make sense? All right. We still have an hour left. Let's talk about this U.S.-Ukraine agreement here. Before we talk about that, let's talk about something amazing, something I owe you a thank you for. You know, it's been couple years now, I believe, since we have partnered with Preborn on the show. Everyone knows how pro-life I am. It's well known in the Republican Party. It's well known in the media entertainment business. It is well known I am as hardcore about that as I am about anything. I believe in protecting little babies. Preborn and what they do, giving women who are about to have an abortion, giving them a free ultrasound, has saved so many lives. And since they've partnered with the show, you have saved thousands of lives. Do you know that? Your $28 to Preborn, people walk the earth today because of you. And I just wanted to say thanks. That's all. Remember, you want to give? Preborn's tax deductible. Give whatever you can give. It doesn't matter. Give as much as you can. Or give $28. Don't matter. Go to preborn.com/Jesse to give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Another hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.